was generally around the place, here and there, certainly hanging out. Cohen sucked his wrist thoughtfully.
"I reckon that last one came within an inch of getting me," he said. "I must be getting old."
"Why are you here?" Rincewind paused. One packet of curiosity overtook the first one.
"How old are you exactly?" "Is this still the century of the fruit bat?"
"Yes."
"Oh, I don't know. 90? Could be 90. Maybe 95.
Cohen fished the keys out of the snow and ambled over to the group of men who were cowering even more. He unlocked the first set of manacles and handed the shocked prisoner the keys.
"Bugger off the lot of you," he said, not unkindly, "and don't get caught again."
He strolled back to Rincewind.
"What brings you to this dump, then?"
"Well..."
"Interesting," said Cohen, and that was that. "But can't stay chatting all day. Got work to do. You coming or what?"
"What?"
"Please yourself."
Cohen tied the chain around his waist as a makeshift belt and wedged a couple of swords in it.
"Incidentally," he said, "what did you do with the barking dog?"
"What dog?"
"I expect it doesn't matter."
Rincewind scuttled after the retreating figure. It wasn't that he felt safe when Cohen the Barbarian was round. No one was safe when Cohen the Barbarian was around. Something seemed to have gone wrong with the aging process there. Cohen had always been a barbarian hero because barbaric heroing was all he knew how to do. And while he got old, he seemed to get harder, like oak. But he was a known figure, and therefore comforting. He just wasn't in the right place.
"No future in it, back round the ramtops," said Cohen, as they trudged through the snow. Fences and farms everywhere. You kill a dragon these days, people complain. You know what? You know what happened?"
"No, what happened?"
"Man came up to me, said my teeth were offensive to trolls. What about that, eh?"
"Well, they are made of..."
"I said they never complained to me."
Did you give them a chart?"
"I said, I see a troll up in the mountains with a necklace of human skulls. I say, good luck to him. Silicon Anti-Defamation League, my bottom. It's the same all over. So I thought I'd try my luck the other side of the ice cap."
"Isn't it dangerous going around the hub?" said Rincewind.
"Used to be," said Cohen, grinning horribly.
"Until you left, you mean?"
"That's right."
"You still got that box on legs?"
"On and off. It hangs around, you know." Cohen chuckled.
"I'll get the bloody lid off that thing one day, mark my words. Ah, horses."
There were five, looking depressed in a small depression. Rincewind looked back at the freed prisoners, who seemed to be milling around aimlessly. "We're not taking all five horses, are we?"
"Sure, we might need them."
"But one for me, one for you. What's the rest for?"
"Lunch, dinner and breakfast?"
"Well, it's a little unfair, isn't it? Those people look a bit bewildered."
Cohen sneered the sneer of a man who has never been truly imprisoned, even when he's been locked up.
"I freed them," he said. "First time they've ever been free. Comes as a bit of a shock, I expect. They're waiting for someone to tell them what to do next."
I could tell them to starve to death if you like."
"Oh, all right, you lot. Form me up-y right now, toot sweet chop chop."
The small crowd hurried over to Cohen and stood expectantly behind his horse.
"I tell you, I don't regret it. This is the land of opportunity," said Cohen, urging the horse into a trot.
The embarrassed free men jogged behind.
"Know what? Swords are banned. No one except the army, the nobles, and the imperial guard are allowed to own weapons." "Couldn't believe it. God's own truth, though. Swords are outlawed. So only outlaws have swords.
And that," said Cohen, giving the landscape another glittering grin, "suits me fine." "But you were in chains," Rincewind ventured.
"Glad you reminded me," said Cohen.
"Yeah. We'll find the rest of the lads, then I'd better try and find who did it and talk to them about that."
The tone of his voice suggested very clearly that all they were likely to say would be, "Highly enjoyable. Your wife is a big hippo."
"Lads?" "No future in one man barbarianing," said Cohen. "Got myself a... well, you'll see."
Rincewind turned to look at the trailing party and at the snow and at Cohen.
Do you know where Hung Hung is?"
"Yeah, it's the boss city. We're on our way, sort of. It's under siege right now."
"Siege? You mean like lots of armies outside, everyone inside eating rats, that sort of thing?"
Yeah, but this is the